there are changes in American public opinion. These regular exercises of mowing the lawn have led to lots of public outrage and opposition, especially among younger people in the United States. There's a sharp shift in opinion. In fact, it's kind of striking that support for Israel now used to be liberal, educated Democrats, people committed to human rights and so on. That's pretty much gone. The support for Israel now is among the most reactionary sectors of American society. White supremacists, Christian evangelicals, the more reactionary sector of the Republican Party is the base of support. And that's happening internationally, incidentally. Israeli support, it used to be the case that Israel was a kind of a utopia, you know, Swedish, a young Swede would go live in a kibbutz because it was a model of social democracy. All of that has passed. And Israel is quite aware of it. If you look at Israeli strategic analysts, Mark Heller, for example, of the Paris Institute, the Institute of Strategic Studies, points out that correctly that Israel has to shift its strategies internationally among sectors of the world population where there's at least some formal, maybe real commitment to human rights and international law. Israel's losing its support. And something similar is happening here internally in the United States. There are, I think, real opportunities to shift American policy so that it no longer unilaterally blocks a political settlement. That's conceivable. Yeah, in fact, among in polls among people who identify themselves as Democrats, a majority now are more supportive of Palestinian rights than of Israel, which is a huge shift. And it's a tendency that's increasing. Actually, and there are real goals that could be achieved. Like, for example, U.S. military aid to Israel is strictly illegal under U.S. law, the Leahy law. It's flatly illegal. Amnesty International and others have long called for an arms embargo. Could be popular support for that. And that would make a big difference in itself. Here, which is the crucial place, first there should be constant protests against Israeli crimes, but there should also be actions taken here to change U.S. government policy. So, for example, what we just discussed, an effort to have the United States cancel Israel military aid to Israel, which is, after all, in violation of U.S. law. Boycott of multinational organizations that are engaged in activities in the occupied territories, which is not a utopian proposal. The Presbyterian Church proposed this big organization. Rejection of anything connected to the occupation can be a very powerful means. And mainly educating the American public to understand what's going on. Your colleagues, for example, getting to the point where educated, trained historians will begin to understand what the facts are about the situation, and of course the general public. That's a major task. Things like Norman Finkelstein's book are an important step towards it, but there's a lot more that can be done in this respect. We should move on from education to direct activism, and that can be done. There are many possibilities now for acting in ways which will change U.S. government policy. I think there are many weak points in the U.S. system where pressures can lead to substantive change, and that would make a major difference in Israel. They cannot continue on this path without U.S. support. We should use that information to first expand understanding of the actual facts of what's happening. More and more, the efforts to silence people are getting more and more desperate and more ineffective. It's a very different situation than it used to be. That's enormous change. And it means there are plenty of opportunities. Yes, there'll be abuse and so on. It goes way back in history. I don't know if you know the origins. You know the origins of the first self-hating Jew. It's biblical. In the book of Kings, King Ahab, who was kind of the epitome of evil in the Bible, summoned the prophet Elijah and condemned him as a hater of Israel because he's condemning the acts of the evil king. That's the origin of the concept. So those who want to line up with King Ahab are perfectly free to do so.